Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, Certified Transformational Health and Wellness Coach, Nurse, Fitness Trainer, Educator, Blog Talk Radio Host, and Best-Selling Author. Have you noticed on how many people are so proud of themselves that they can multitask or switch task? That's actually a new word I learned. I didn't know there was some such thing as switch tasking, which is more accurate than multitasking. So my question is, how does it serve the people who do that? How are they benefiting from doing this, or is it more of a detriment? And I did some reflecting, as I always do. Because I love to learn new stuff. And so by reflecting, I can realize if what I've done serves me or it doesn't serve me. So I was wondering of an example that I could give you guys where actually I did something or multitasking. And I came up with that one, which is, it's a true example. And I'm still falling for it every time, every week, every Monday. Is that challenge for me. I have a webinar at 5 o'clock at night, which is followed by another one at 5:30 and followed by a third one from 6 to 7. So that's 2 hours straight on 3 different webinars. Well, normally my dinner time is between 5 and 5:30. So I can have my last snack around 7:30 p.m. in enough time before I'm going to bed. So what do I do? Well, I figured out I can do it. Yes, I can. So I started listening on the webinar on my phone and put my earbuds in so I could listen to the webinar while standing in the kitchen and fixing my salad. Looks like a benefit, doesn't it? I can do 2 things at once. Well, every time the first half was over, before I got into the second half with a different number, I had a minute or two to reflect on it, and I came up with the idea, oh my gosh, I didn't hear this. I didn't hear that. I didn't comprehend this. I didn't understand everything that's shared. Was I distracted by paying attention to what I was cutting up, the vegetables and stuff, so I don't cut myself? It's actually the question. Where was my focus, on the webinar or on fixing my salad? And it's very difficult to just justify, you know, spending time on both with the same quality. It's almost impossible. And I don't like using that word impossible or whatever, anything negative, I don't like using too often. However, there are some amazing things that are coming out of it. So because I did realize that I do not get the 100% out of the webinar by fixing a salad and probably even adding more distraction to it when hubby comes in and talks to me because he sees that I'm standing in the kitchen fixing my salad, not paying attention that I'm listening to a webinar, even though he should know it because it's been going on for 3.5 years that I've been doing that. He still doesn't have the plan down. And I love him anyways. After 40 years, what can you do? You know, either they learn or they don't. It's up to me to adjust. But anyway, those are some of the things. And one of my coaches had suggested that I watch the Dave Crenshaw experiment where he's talking about, what did I say the word was? Let me think. Oh, multitasking or switch tasking. And Dave Crenshaw actually considers this a myth. And I thought, I wanted to share just a part of his video with you so you can listen in and do it and realize for yourself what's going on. So it's a YouTube, and I put the link in there. I bold-faced it. I couldn't hyperlink it, but you can copy and paste it into an URL and then listen to the whole 19 minutes and 56 seconds. I'm just going to start at 7 minutes and 31 seconds right now, exercise sake, to see what the shift tasking actually does to us instead of for us. Now, I would like you to go and get a piece of paper and a pen and pencil real quick, and I'll give you a second for that. And then I'm going to play the video for a few minutes so you can actually do this task on your own and then compare where you're doing better. So let's have fun. Go get a piece of paper real quick while I take a sip of water, and then I'm going to play the video. Have it and listen to what's going on right now. And so I'm going to play it.
Where that time is going. You should have a piece of paper in front of you. It'll say multitasking exercise at the top, and it says multitasking is worse than a lie. If for some reason you can't find it, just grab a piece of paper and draw three lines across it horizontally like that. That's all you need is four rows. Now, you'll see the phrase on that worksheet that says multitasking is worse than a lie. Let me explain where that comes from. In my book, The Myth of Multitasking, I paraphrase Mark Twain. Mark Twain is credited with saying there are lies, damned lies, and statistics, right? I say there are lies, damned lies, and multitasking. Multitasking is worse than a lie. It's worse than a damned lie because even in a group full of highly educated people like this, my guess is at some point you've heard multitasking is a bad thing, right? You've heard the radio, NPR talking about it. You've read a news article. You've heard this. But has it changed your behavior? More importantly, has it changed the behavior of the people around you? That's why this is worse than a lie, because it's the cultural norm. And this group, this room right here, is going to start the change happening. So here's our little exercise that we're going to do together. This is time, so don't start until I say go. You're going to recopy the phrase, multitasking is worse than a lie, in the first row. And then you're going to write the numbers 1 through 27 in the second row. That's one number for every letter in the phrase, multitasking is worse than a lie. That's it. Got it? Get ready. Get set. And go. Five seconds. 10 seconds. 15. 20 seconds. 25. We'll go 5 more. And 35. Most of you are done at this point. Great. Now we're going to do this again. But this time, we're going to simulate what really happens when you think you're multitasking. See, what most people are really doing when they think they're multitasking is switch tasking. You're switching rapidly back and forth between these tasks because your brain is only able to handle one active task at a time. So we're going to simulate that. Next exercise we're going to do here is we're going to write one. We're going to do the same thing. Multitasking is worse than a lie, 1 through 27. But for every letter that you write, you're going to write a number. M, and then you'll write 1, and then U, and then 2, and L, and then 3, and so on. Got it? And this will be timed again. Okay, ready? Get set, and go. 5 seconds. 10 seconds. 15. 20 seconds, 25, 30 seconds, 35. This is where we were when we stopped last time. 5 seconds. 50. 55 seconds. 60. We'll go 5 more. 55. And if you're not done now, just give up. I love doing this with a large group like this because you start to hear how the energy changes in the room when we do this, right? Now let's talk about the first three effects of multitasking. Number one is the most obvious. What was it? Time, right? The amount of time it takes to complete things when you switch task increases somewhere in this exercise in the neighborhood of 50 to 100% for some of you. Now, this is a fun little scenario, but what really happens in your day? This is what happens in your day. You'll be sitting at your computer typing away at an email. Someone walks in and they say, "I'm sorry, I've got just a quick question," right? I call that the dreaded double Q, the quick question. So you stop what you're doing. You answer the question. The answer is 42. Thank you very much. See you later. Thanks for those of you who got that reference. Now what do I need to do? Where was I? What was I thinking about? Where was I typing? Or if you're off the charts ADHD like me, you'll completely forget you have an email on the screen, pick up a piece of paper over here, work on that piece of paper, and 2 hours later you have an unfinished email on your screen, right? Whenever you switch, because of switching costs, the amount of time it takes to complete things increases. Effect number two, quality. Be honest. How many of you ended up on a number other than 27? Right? Now, we practiced this before. I gave you clear instructions. I gave you written instructions, an example, and you still screwed it up. Whenever I see highly intelligent people making very dumb mistakes, that is a symptom of switch tasking, not incompetence. Number three, this one's not quite so obvious until I ask you to think about it. Consider how you felt between the first and second time that we did this, right? Your stress levels increased. The first time I was calling out numbers and it was no big deal. How many of you wanted to shoot me as I was calling out the numbers the second time, right? Stop that. Because all of a sudden, just introducing this one thing of switch tasking, it becomes difficult and painful and laborious. Is it little wonder that we live in a world that has so many time-saving devices and so many stress-relieving outlets, and yet we feel we have less time and we're more stressed out than we've ever been in the history of the world? And who's to blame for this? Al Gore. Right? He invented the internet. No, it's us. It's the choices that we're making. In the breakout session, I'll get into specific strategies on how to overcome this. Now, there's one more effect, a fourth effect that we need to discuss, and we're going to simulate that right here. First of all, before we do that, just to recap. Number one, when you switch tasks, the amount of time it takes to complete things increases. The quality of your work decreases, and your stress levels increase. So here's the fourth effect. What I'd like you to do is find your GCP. That's your geographically convenient partner. Turn and locate that person. Make eye contact with them. Not too long. Now what I'd like you to do, give me your attention, is for 20 seconds, I want one of you to tell the other person about a hobby that you enjoy doing. Or if you can't think of that, just tell them about your family. 20 seconds. Ready? And go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop. Give me your attention. Okay, now we're going to switch this again. We're going to do this again, but just like we did last time, we're going to add switch tasking to the equation. So this time the person who was listening, I want you to talk to the other person, tell them about a hobby or your family member, but the person who's listening, I want you to switch task. Play with your phone, play with your papers, do something else while the person is talking to you. 20 seconds. Ready, get, set, go. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. All right, give me your attention. My time is short, please. Now, in one word, those of you who are being switch tasked upon, how did that make you feel? Disrespected? Ignored? It's getting hostile over here. All right, please give me your attention. In one word, what I usually find is it can be summed up in this: unimportant, right? Now, imagine this scenario for me. You wake up, you go down to breakfast, you turn to your significant other and you say, "Hi, honey, you're unimportant. What are you going to do today?" Or you pick up the phone, you say, "Thank you for calling XYZ Company. You're unimportant. How can I help you?" Now, you'd never do that, right? But you do that, right? Whenever you multitask or switch task on a human being, you're
Okay, so I let you listen for a few minutes to this. I just cut out a few blurbs in between there to make sure that you understand the full meaning of what switch tasking or multitasking does to you instead of for you. So did you actually write the things down? And how did it make you feel when he called out those numbers and you were supposed to write the letters and the numbers below? Which one worked better for you, the first one or the second one? The first one where you just wrote, multitasking is worse than a lie, and then you put the numbers 1 through 27 below? Or how did you do with the one where you write multitasking, the same sentence is worse than a lie, but you write the M and the 1 below, the U and the 2 below, the L and the 3 below, and he was calling out numbers? What were your results? How did it make you feel? And what about the last exercise he did with the 20-second sharing, first full attention, and then the other person doing something else while, quote unquote, listening to you? So when I watched this, and I've watched this videotape several, YouTube several times already, I get new stuff out of it all the time. And I go, oh, wow, amazing. So we just did this exercise of multitasking, and I asked you how it turned out for you. I would like to know. Please do let me know. Did your stress level increase and your quality of the task decrease? What else did you notice? So since our mind is going in different directions and stress increases, starts making us feel sick, then getting us sick, what do we have to do then? Go see a doctor. What does the doctor do? Prescribe a medication. And then we go to the pharmacy, and what do we have to do to get the medication? Usually pay money. So that's where actually the whole effect comes in, how multitasking or switch tasking is affecting our mind, our body, and our finances in a negative way. So I think it would really behoove us to just do one thing at a time, quicker and faster and more accurately, and then go to the next thing rather than multitasking. So I am going to definitely make sure I have my salad ready before 5 next Monday, so I don't have to stand in a kitchen and multitask, but then I can eat, which doesn't take any thinking, and listen carefully to the webinar and get something out of it. So, yeah, that's how it goes. And now, what do you think of multitasking? Are you still intrigued by it and you still want to continue knowing what the downsides are? Or are you willing to shift and do one thing at a time and go from there and get things done faster, more accurately, more precisely, with more joy? So many aspects to it. It's unbelievable. So I actually would like to know from you guys how you all felt. Send me an email to dyphomson@gmail.com. and write in the subject line BTR so I can get the email out of the spam folder, because all first emails go into the spam folder. And if it has the BTR in there, I will pull it out and save it and make sure I get the next email from you properly and promptly. So let's do that. Also, if you have something to share that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, and as you see from my over 5 years experience, just about anything we do, say, think, whatever, has to do with that trilogy of healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. So if you have anything you feel like you want to share and it would help somebody to hear what you have to say, please let me know. Send it to me in an email form, and then we'll work together, and I'll have you as a host, as a co-host on my show, and we can share together. I can ask you questions about it and explain how the whole thing works. That's all fun. Or you can text or voicemail me to 562-335-4956. And I said voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone unless I know who is calling and that we have a scheduled call and we both are expecting to talk to one another. It saves time. It's more respectful towards the ones who just call at any ungiven time without any respect for somebody else's time. When you call me on an agreed upon time, promise you, I will not talk to anybody else. I will not be on a computer and do other stuff. I will be there with you and for you 100%, because that was a scheduled call. We had set up a time. We had agreed on talking. We know what we're talking about. And so I just want the very best for everyone, even for myself, because the better we come across, the more impact we have, a positive impact on someone else. So this was a little bit different than some of the other shows, because I let you listen to some, but I did not play the whole YouTube to you, just the one with actually the exercise to demonstrate on how different our brain works when we are multitasking or shift tasking. And it is indeed a myth that you get more accomplished by doing too many things at the same time, because we just proved it in the exercise that it doesn't. Just to be honest with you, when I did it the first time, I was able to write almost the whole sentence on top, and I got all the numbers 1 through 27. But when it came to the second one, I only made it up to 22, and only up to multitasking is worse than, and I didn't finish a lie. So I definitely decreased my skills there, because my brain was distracted with other things, with him talking, with doing a letter and a number, instead of first just letters and then just numbers. The brain works much faster when you have some consistency in it. So, having said all that, I hope you learned something new. You're going to try it out and you're going to see what works best for you. And please do let me know. I would really love to hear what your experience was with this exercise. All right. So I'm going to say stay safe, happy, and healthy. And we'll talk next week again on Thursday, always the same time, 11 a.m. Talk to you then and have a fabulous weekend.